Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a hit to Ohio's logging industry.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Pixel Specialty Solutions in Chillicothe closed over the weekend. Not only did the paper mill employ more than 800 people in southern Ohio, it also fed a larger industry in the state. Jenna Reese is the executive director of the Ohio Forestry Association. She joins us to talk through how the mill's closure could affect Ohio loggers. Hello, Jenna.
Hi, Kendall. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for talking with us about this. First, could you help us understand how big of an industry is logging in Ohio?
Logging itself contributes $1.1 billion annually to Ohio's economy, and that's part of a broader forest products industry that contributes $35.6 billion annually. With agriculture being Ohio's largest industry, we represent a quarter or more of that agricultural industry. So, forest products are a big deal, and we wouldn't have those products if we didn't have loggers out harvesting timber.
And Pixel was a major purchaser of some types of hardwood. So what are the consequences of the mill's closure?
This is going to have ripple effects throughout the state. The average landowner who's trying to do a timber harvest is going to have the majority of low-grade timber in that harvest. And Pixel was the largest purchaser in Ohio of low-grade timber. So we have most of our logging happening in southern Ohio. Majority of those loggers did a 50% or more, some closer to 90 or 100% of their work for Pixel. So we're unfortunately anticipating an attrition. Will it devastate us? Probably not. You know, we're resilient. This industry has lasted for hundreds of years. But we will have to probably have a reset, and it'll look a lot different in a couple of years.
We've got large logging companies. We've got family-owned businesses. Who's going to be hit the hardest?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're going to see it hit small logging operations, the 1 to 2 man crews. And these are all, you know, second, third generation family operations. And you know, as every other industry is facing, the smaller guys are always going to take the biggest hit because they just don't have the margin that some of the larger operations do.
Supply chain wise, will the mill's closure have any consequences?
Our industry acts fast. They're already working to figure out new markets for that low-grade fiber. Pixel consumed a little over 600,000 tons of fiber annually. That's a lot of fiber. And, we are working with surrounding states to absorb some of that. But, the fiber is still here. We just now have to get a little bit more creative as to where that fiber can be purchased.
State leaders pledged to try to save the mill, but did not succeed. What can those same representatives do for the logging industry now that Pixel is gone?
I think that what they could do is help us, you know, find those other markets and bring them to the state. They're in excellent positions to attract businesses to our state, whether they're elected officials, Jobs Ohio, economic development groups like that. That's how they can help us. We have opportunities, but sometimes we can't reach them on our own. Ohio's a great place to do business, and who better to tell that story than our elected officials and economic development leaders. So that's how we would appreciate their help.
Jenna Reese is the executive director of the Ohio Forestry Association. Thank you, Jenna, for taking the time today.
Thanks.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.